Welcome to today's Word of Life study. Devotionals to shine a light in the lives of believers and strengthen belonging to Jesus. Published by Grace Communion International, UK and Ireland.
Forgive, forgive, and forgive again. Then Peter came to Jesus and asked, Lord, how many times shall I forgive my brother or sister who sins against me? Up to seven times? Jesus answered, I tell you, not seven times, but 77 times. Matthew 18, verses 21 to 22, NIV UK. I doubt that there are many people on this earth who can honestly say they have never needed to be forgiven. I also believe that most people have had to forgive at one time or another, and perhaps many times over. It is not an easy thing to do, depending on the hurt felt. The world might say, if you forgive them, you excuse them. And so we may feel justified in withholding our forgiveness. We, however, are not of this world. We are of Jesus Christ, and he stands firm on this. We are to forgive, forgive, and forgive again. If we are wronged over and over, forgive one more time than the number of offences. No one can say that forgiveness is easy, and for some, it can be almost impossible. Almost. So why do we seek to adopt a practice that, in truth, can be very, very difficult? To quote C.S. Lewis, to be a Christian means to forgive the inexcusable, because God has forgiven the inexcusable in you. We stand before the throne of God, accepted, redeemed, loved and forgiven, forgiven and forgiven again. That is the why, now for the how. In Jesus Christ, through the power of the Holy Spirit, let us pray. O Lord, we love you. You have forgiven us when we are so undeserving. Teach us how to forgive as you forgive. Shape our hearts to be more like yours, every day to bear your image a little more. In Jesus' sweet name, amen. We hope you enjoyed today's Word of Life. It was presented by Deborah Glenister and written by Sinead Henderson, who attends the Northampton Congregation of Grace Communion International.